Thanks for listening to The Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
And now, 12-year-old Alyssa Milano reads a tweet from Alyssa Milano today.
I shit you not. There is a peacock in my front yard. What do I do?
Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Love those straight no chaser dudes. And you can watch a video of them doing that song. Where at, Max Zapata?
It's on their YouTube channel. Just search Straight No Chaser on YouTube. You'll find it.
It's very, very funny stuff. And I was incredibly impressed that they memorized the entire song. I thought they'd all be looking at cheat sheets.
Yeah. Right? They're pros.
They are
They've
pros.
Done this before.
This half of the show brought to you by LifeLock. You can go to LifeLock.com, enter Adam, and Geico at Geico.com. And shall we do a little news, Gina Grad?
Let's do it.
Give me the news with Gina Grad.
Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, it's crazy that Straight No Chaser was just here because we have some breaking a cappella news that came out today. The Kansas City Star reports that Disney's beloved song Kiss the Girl from The Little Mermaid, you remember this one, we have a little bit of it, may have become the latest casualty of, no, that's not it, of changing social standards in the Me Too era. This song is a classic, everybody knows it, everybody loves it. It's been dropped indefinitely from the performances of Princeton's male a cappella group after a critic at the school's newspaper blasted it for being misogynistic and dismissive.
What is that douche fucking bagel's name? The
Noah
critic.
Noah Wallstein.
Noah Wallstein. I'm going to just create a douche wall of fame. And all, it's the people that cave to them are horrible. But after somebody points out, by the way, do we not realize there's just pussy douchebags in the world? Like, perhaps they can come report things to you, and then you can go, thank you, pussy douchebag.
Put now that
go,
in the outbox in the trash.
Go back to your fucking cubicle and wait to die. Like, do we have to listen to everybody? Like, they just like, after somebody was made uncomfortable or somebody reported, like, okay, people report shit to me all day fucking long. I don't listen to them.
What is the
all right? So here's the
deal.
So I'm going
to
read you just a snippet from the critical think piece, the op-ed from the paper.
I don't speak French, but I could put together a case against Farah Jaka if I had to. Just because you can't.
Sure.
You can go, well, this makes people uncomfortable, and it has to blah, 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 blah. And you can kind of, you could do that with colors if you wanted to at a certain point in crayons that made people, if you wanted, this is what college, this is the problem with college. It lets people articulate what's been done to them and what could potentially happen to others. And while it doesn't affect them, how it could affect others. You could honestly take the old man with the rocks and get one of his coffee cans and explain how this was offensive to people who there are many people. Some people have had tetanus before.
Yeah.
Others have lost loved ones to tetanus. This rusty can sends them. It's a trigger. It triggers them into negative thoughts about tetanus and the potential of tetanus. And whatever, we're going to Tupperware.
And you're appropriating rocks that should have been left in their sacred place.
Right. By indigenous people.
And how far down the chain does this go? Problematic. The songs were especially problematic because every song was, that was my late husband's favorite song and now it obsessed me. That was my dad's favorite song.
Yeah.
And now,
the phrase problematic, I find problematic.
I hate it when all
these fucking new wave douchebags are explaining that things are problematic. Problematic to who, douche?
Problematic is
pussies?
The new... Yes.
Problematic to pussy.
Problematic
just pussies.
Is the new outrage and the new backlash.
This is problematic.
God
damn it.
Well, here's what Noah had to say.
Oh, Noah Pussy Bomb?
Yeah.
All right.
By performing the song multiple times each year, the Tiger Tones, that's the name of the group, elevate it to an offensive and violating ritual.
What?
Hold on.
This is parody. This is satire.
It raises some serious issues. The premise of the song, originally sung in the Disney film The Little Mermaid, is that the male Prince Eric, on a date with the beautiful female Ariel, should kiss her without asking for a single word to confirm her consent. Two things. She's in love with Eric, and she doesn't have the ability to speak. At this part of the movie.
But who?
No ability to speak.
But they dropped it.
Hey, man, yeah, so this would be brilliant satire if he was trying to be funny.
Maybe it is. Maybe the joke's on us.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Hey, performance art.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. It's so weird. But back in the day when we were laughing about this, Dennis Prager used to have this joke, which is like, I think the ACLU or whomever, the Los Angeles, whatever, Chamber of Commerce or whoever it was, somebody took offense to lowercase T's because they looked like crosses.
Oh,
and they wanted
it
removed from the they wanted the lowercase T removed from the Los Angeles, whatever, city council, whatever. And that was an example of some place that this would go to one day in a million years. It was an extreme. Like
absurdity.
You said, like,
slippery slope.
It's absurdity.
Yeah.
Absurdity. Like an absurdity. We're getting there.
Yep. Yeah.
We're getting very close to there.
Yeah.
I cannot express in strong enough words that turning young weaponized douchebags into traffic cops is a horrible idea. 19-year-olds don't know shit, or Shinola, or whatever this Noah asshole's name, however old he is. Not only, he is not even a normal 19-year-old. Normal 19-year-olds used to fight in world wars. This guy's a weaponized, pussinized pile of shit who grew up in a snow globe. So this guy's totally fucking worthless. And we shouldn't listen. Just don't listen to him. Tell him to go find a fucking safe space, get into a fetal position, and see if he can blow himself.
Sorry. Yeah.
Noah Wallstein's actually a girl.
Noah.
That's tough.
So she wrote that in the
scene. Problematic.
Better yet. All right. Well, so she's going to sail through life happier than Dick Van Dyke. Or is she going to be fucking miserable coos her entire life? And whoever is raising her is not doing a good job because she shall be miserable her entire life.
She said in a phone interview that while she had personally never been called up for the kiss, she had seen the performance multiple times and it made her and others uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Well, that is problematic. If nut jobs are uncomfortable, that's problematic. Nice job, Noah's parents. You fucking hit it out of the ballpark. And what is she, 19? She's going to live to 87? We can enjoy being annoyed by her for another 60-some-odd years?
I'm sure she'll be celebrated for this by certain groups.
Jesus fucking Christ. Please get hold of your own fucking kids, would you people, and tell them to knock it the fuck off. If my daughter ever does this shit, I'm fucking going to weld her into a 55-gallon drum and push it off a pier.
Jesus.
Well, there'll be air in there.
Yeah, you're not cruel.
55-gallon drums float. It's not even like filled with
manure
or anything.
Like a studio apartment.
She'll be fine.
Spacious.
Okay.
That's right.
By the way,
parents, get hold of your shitty kids.
Someone may have suggested this. It might have popped in my mind. I don't remember where it came from. But another Christmas song that I'm surprised isn't on the chopping block.
Oh, they're all potentially on the chopping block.
Some might say it's a little bit of a stretch, but I don't think so. It's in the title. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. It's very racy.
Question about that.
It's inappropriate for a child to see that.
Question about that.
Yeah.
I always wondered this, and as an adult, I'm sad to say I came across an alternate theory. Is mommy having an affair with Santa Claus?
No, the irony is that's Daddy.
Okay, so that,
I think so.
Early on, I was like,
I'm no expert.
Daddy is going to be pissed off when he sees Mommy carrying on with Santa Claus.
Well, I'll tell you why this one.
Daddy.
I'll tell you why this one can go.
Very embarrassed.
They've gotten rid of, many schools have gotten rid of the father-daughter dance because it's uncomfortable for the daughters that don't have fathers. Mm. Although I would argue they don't need to attend the dance.
It's not for them.
But let's
the dance.
Let's do away with this time-honored ritual. And this could then be very problematic to young kids who don't have a father in the home seeing her mommy kissing...
A drifter.
Well, she's kissing Santa Claus, who is the dad, but this is creating shame for those.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, everybody. Here's how... here's how you solve problems, and here's how you don't have victims for kids, and how you have non-rapists for sons and daughters who understand how to navigate and negotiate the world. You get a mother, and you get a father, and you fucking raise your kids. But you don't go the inside out. See, what we're doing is... no mom, no dad, no raising the kids. We'll go out into society and we'll wrap everything with bubble wrap, and that'll protect the kids. What protects kids is a family unit.
Strong inner core.
Where the sons know not to force sexual advances
on recently transitioned mermaids.
Right. They know that. You don't have to then protect them from a song, because a song can't get them to do it any more than Red Dead Redemption can get them to turn into an old, put on cowboy boots and go shoot up a saloon. Songs can't make good people or even people that were decently raised. Songs, video games, all the outside stuff that we're trying to get rid of can't, you're impervious to bad ideas when you come from a good family. Joining a street gang sounds like a bad idea when you come from a decent, intact family. Not a rich family, just a strong, well-put-together family. Street gangs are bad ideas. But if you come from a broken family, then it sounds like a good idea. My thing is, there's always going to be street gangs. I'd like to get rid of them, but they're always going to be around. Let's focus on the people who think it's a good idea to join the street gang and maybe make it not such a great idea. Oh, there you go.
Sounds good.
There's a crazy idea.
Radical.
It's radical.
Let's put it into place and see what happens.
Or we can just fucking get rid of every song and every monument and every picture on every fucking wall and every canvas. And please, people, adults who work on campus, please tell the little fucksticks to go pound sand when they come into your office and demand something.
But that's the problem. They keep getting fired. They keep losing tenure.
I think what's happened, here's the great news. Great news. I never wanted my kids to go to college. I never wanted them to go to college. It just seemed like a fucking huge money and time suck to me.
I wouldn't worry about it.
And now we don't have to worry about it. Not only, look, they're shit students anyway, but the point is I'm every time I talk to Lynette about it, it's like, are you fucking nuts? I'm not sending them to one of these fucking indoctrination gulags to have their shitty fucking professors. It's insane. And there's nothing you can't learn online anyway. Yeah. Fuck that. Good. You're saving me $250,000.
And your kids specifically would never put up with that. They're not those kids.
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, my God.
I
don't think they're those kids.
It's just a waste of my time.
Everything's a waste of his time. You don't have time to get offended.
Yeah, son's got... no, he's
got a four-hour lecture to attend, Sonny.
Sonny never gets offended. Natalia never gets offended. He's got a little puss in him, but he doesn't get offended.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we have some more Kareem Hunt news. Mm-mm. Just days after a video showing Kareem beating up a woman, essentially, ended the young NFL star season.
Did we figure out who she was to him? Or did they literally just meet that night?
No idea.
Yeah.
Why is it that we don't know, like, were they dating? Did they literally meet that night? What was she saying to him? Now, I get the part where you're drunk. Why the obsession with her?
Yeah.
What did she know about her? What is the motivation? I heard
the altercation.
I heard somebody tweeted me that she dropped multiple N-bombs. I replied by saying, you never use the N-word and you never put your hands on a woman. And then I dubbed myself a hero.
Good job.
Well, good job.
Thank you. Yeah,
saving the world.
Yeah.
So
took a stand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's those girls are partying at Kareem Hunt's place. Kareem wanted one of the girls to hook up with one of his buddies. And she wouldn't do it. So they kicked him out and they just started using the N-word a bunch while they were drunk and drunkenly trying to kick him out or get kicked out.
Well, you never use the N-word.
A lot of N-words.
It's never okay.
You never hit a woman.
But you never hit a woman. But you sometimes kick a woman? I got to check this out.
And if you're a rapper, use the
N-word. You never do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nope. All right. Now, how do we substantiate the whole N-word part? His
does somebody have audio on the video?
That it's all alleged. I mean, that's just what everyone, that's mm-hmm. what their side is.
Mm-hmm. She's a delight. Jesus Christ. All right.
Well, we're moving on from that one.
What happened? Another one?
Yeah, a second video has been released showing it, and I'm just
going
to play it while I'm talking because there's really no audio except a mm-hmm. little commentary from a girl. A second video has been released showing him involved in an altercation at a Kansas City nightclub back in January, just hours after his Chiefs lost a playoff game to the Titans. The video, it was obtained by TMZ, shows Hunt being restrained by security and eventually escorted out. A 37-year-old man claims Hunt, his then teammate, and his then teammate George Atkinson and others jumped him and left him with broken bones and bruises. Hunt was not arrested or charged as the victim stopped cooperating with the police, apparently. And this incident occurred a month before the one involving the woman at the hotel in Ohio. Then in June, we talked about he was involved in a third altercation at a resort in Ohio. So,
the off season.
Yeah, we're peeling the onion here.
Well, he likes the thing, to scrap. Putting your hands on folks you meet is sort of like arson. Like, you're kind of either in or you're out, especially women.
Seems quick to the fight.
I'm trying to think of the guy who's, like, on his deathbed with the guy collects rocks over there in Newbury Park.
Ox E. Cotton?
Yes. And you say to that guy, like, how many guys you think you could be on their deathbed? And you went, like, look. I know St. Peter. I'm going to get you into heaven, but you got to be honest. And if you lie, St. Peter's going to know and you're not getting in. But if you're honest, no matter what the answer is, you're getting in. Have you ever struck a woman, put your hands on a woman in anger? What percentage of guys would say no? I'm guessing most. What percentage of guys would say yes? But what smaller percentage of guys would go just the one time? I don't think there's just the one time. I think you either do it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or you don't.
That's a small fraction.
I have the inability to put my hands on a woman. It doesn't compute. Mm. I also have the inability to try to choke a cop. Like, it's just I couldn't do it.
Right.
You're hardwired against it.
For different reasons. Now, if the chick is dressed up like a cop and a stripper, that's a different kettle of fish. But I can't. So I will then go through my whole life without doing it.
Right.
But I'm also sort of the same with arson.
Right.
I don't feel like there's, just the one time.
Yeah, you don't dabble. Mm-hmm.
There's no dabbling in putting your hands on strangers or putting your hands on women. So if there is that time, then there's going to be more times.
Yeah.
And if your thing is I like to go out. I like to tilt a few. People recognize me. People get in my grill.
Just lost the playoff game.
People who also come over to me are pretty drunk, too. Mm-hmm. And I got no qualms about putting my hands on them. Then there's going to be a lot of this.
Yeah. Scraps.
Yeah.
A lot of that. Mm-hmm.
And now that he's in the spotlight and people like me, and I imagine most people who didn't know the name, now it's just going to keep coming out, I imagine.
Yeah, the thing that's scary about football that we've kind of learned from the Steelers and whoever their starting guy was holding out.
Oh, Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell. I don't know. Maybe it's just old Pops Corolla, but it just seems like whoever's next up, if they're in the right system, they just go on. I mean, who won the Super Bowl last year?
Eagles.
Who had Carson Wentz as a starting quarterback go down in like game 11?
Yeah.
And who sailed through the playoffs and won the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots with their backup? I don't know if there's any more like, hey, we need this guy in the league. I feel like people's memories are pretty short. The next guy comes up, he does pretty well, and
that's it.
Life moves on. Yeah.
People forget that there's the 53 men on the roster. The backups were the best player, not just on their team in high school or college, probably in the conference. They're right. Probably, they're all conference guys who don't make NFL rosters. Like, it is a
right.
all-star team of college players, you know, of the world's best football players.
And sometimes they even add a spark. All right, let me tell you about LifeLock, then we'll get on to our next story. Better Business Bureau warns you to watch out for holiday scammers, bogus emails with links that look alike, and they look alike other websites and social media gift exchanges. Plus, there's grandparent scams that target seniors posing as family members, and they say, oh, it's urgent, we need your money, send some money, Grandma. Well, you don't need your self exposed that way. Your personal info's out there during the holidays. You're shopping online. You're traveling. You're booking tickets. It's all out there. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection has the power of Norton Security. Protect your devices against cyber threats. If you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you won't have a problem because you got LifeLock. It's almost 2019, people. Let's get ourselves some LifeLock, right, Dawson?
Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security is the right choice to help look out for threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock and use promo code Adam for an additional 15% off your first year. That's promo code Adam for an extra 15% off at LifeLock.com.
What else we got, Gina Grand?
Well, Pete Davidson has fired back at online bullies who've been harassing him ever since he started dating Ariana Grande, but it's actually a really, really well put and well thought out. He did an Instagram post on Monday, and the SNL star wrote, quote, "I'm trying to understand how when something happens to a guy, the whole entire world just trashes him without any facts or frame of reference, especially in today's climate where everyone loves to be offended and upset. It's truly mind-boggling." Davidson and Ariana split in October, and he added, "I've spoken about borderline personality disorder and being suicidal publicly, only in the hopes that it will help bring awareness and help kids like me who don't want to be on this earth. I just want you guys to know, no matter how hard the internet or anyone tries to make me kill myself, I won't. I'm upset I even have to say this."
All right. Well, we should not feel sorry for Pete Davidson because of two things. One, which we touched on, which is chicks, because they're not wired like dudes. Once you fuck one of the hottest chicks on the planet, you then get to fuck other hot chicks on the planet because that's the way they're wired.
It's elevated his class. Yeah.
But the thing we did not touch on was the spank bank.
Oh, wow.
Every fucking time there's an Ariana Grande video that drops, every MTV award season that comes around, and she's up there presenting.
Ariana's looking good.
That's a trip to the bathroom, baby.
It's topped off.
Topped off. Topped off. That spank bank, listen,
deposit box full.
Going strong.
Yeah.
Going strong.
Now,
I wonder if you can overdo it in the spank bank.
Well, you live in the spank bank.
Mm. Well, you get locked in the spank bank. That's like, right. Like that Twilight Zone episode where the guy was in the vault.
Like it's a man.
No, what I'm saying is the guys, the legendary Coxman, the Warren Beattys of the world, and the guys that have banged all the Madonnas and all the hot starlets and all the playmates of the year.
Leo DiCaprio.
Yes. Yeah. So when Leo tries to make a deposit in the spank bank, and he's just sitting there and he's thinking about, you know, Victoria's Secret model number one, and then Victoria's Secret model two, like, jumps in, and now there's confusion.
Oh, wow.
Because there's, like, too much.
They're flooding the gates.
Yeah, what I'm saying is all the guys who've done this just go back and they go, "Oh, my first girlfriend
for
whatever,
time.
And I miss her, and I'm gonna go back to the spank bank." But it's like spank bank is like comfort food. Like, whoa, what did your mom do? She did fried chicken. She did lasagna. She did pork chops. She did meatloaf. Yeah. She did spaghetti. She did spaghetti and meatballs. She did cutlets. She did veal cutlets. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa!
I'm gonna die.
It's not comfort food anymore. I need to think about the one thing that she beat off in.
Hold on, shepherd's pie. Chicken
pie. Don't get weird, pie. Brian.
Oh, we're talking about beating up.
I'm saying, I wonder if like Leonardo DiCaprio's spank bank is so it's a kaleidoscope. It's a dream catcher of hot chicks in a vortex, and he can never really focus.
It's constantly it's a zoetrope, which constantly going around. He's got to focus.
I got to talk to Leo about, like, you know, because.
Not the climate change.
Because you can take a little walk down memory lane, but for us, that's just some, you know, old girlfriend from whatever years ago.
It's a limited palette.
If you've banged 128 chicks that month,
right,
in, you know, 2001, well, how's that looking? How do you work? How can you recall? How can you recollect? Oh, see, this is why I feel sorry for him.
This is why you should all feel sympathy. Empathy, really.
Because you know he's like trying to go to the Spank Bank, and he's like, oh, that was a Victoria's Secret. Oh, no, wait. She was Frederick's
she was wasn't stuck with
oh, no, no, wait. She was them? Miss Ho- no, no, she was Miss USA.
Cover stuff. Miss FHM.
FHM. FHM. She was an FH. Oh, no. She was in a Michelob Ultra commercial, I think, right? Oh, fuck. Now he's all off.
F&H? FHM.
Doesn't know. Too confused. Doesn't know anymore.
Which was the magazine? Which was the store?
So not when you're confused.
When Pete Davidson goes to the Spank Bank, directly. All roads, right. Direct deposit, Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Smart.
Smart.
Some good thinking.
Got that.
I hope he hears this episode.
I hope so, too.
Well, Eddie Murphy has welcomed a child, and he has beat Philip Rivers in the child number department.
Antonio Cromartie, you're next.
Eddie Murphy
has just quietly had a bunch of wives and girlfriends. He's
repopulating the earth.
Right.
He is welcoming his 10th child. His fiancee, Paige Butcher, gave birth to their second child together on November 30th.
Paige Butcher, like the worst sports writer the Chronicle's ever seen.
Who should we get for this punch-up job?
Not Paige Butcher.
We shouldn't get.
That guy's a hack.
Make it worse.
Paige Butcher.
Max Charles Murphy's the baby.
Who's doing a rewrite?
Not Paige Butcher. Oh, my God, that guy's horrible. I wouldn't let him cover the high school football team. Are you kidding me? It's one of the worst sports writers the Chronicle's ever employed. We should have seen it coming with a name like Paige Butcher.
The baby read his resume.
That's right.
Would you care to guess now with the new baby? But would you care to guess how old the oldest Murphy child is? And there's one at zero.
He's been famous since 1981, so 39.
Oh, wow.
Well, he's been famous for a million years. He doesn't look like he aged. I'll say 33.
Well, you're both a little bit off. The oldest, Murphy, is 28. I'm sorry, 29. Okay. Mm-hmm. 29. And he also has a two-year-old right now, so
he's a grandfather. So, he has a 2-year-old. The 29-year-old may have a kid. Yeah.
That's very possible. There's a 29-year-old and a 28-year-old and a 25-year-old.
And Paige Butcher is 39.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
I know.
She's real.
She's good looking.
My God.
Does Beverly Hills Cop money.
I will hire for the paper.
Does, how old's Eddie?
Chris, I don't have it. 57.
He's insane, right? Or impossible to work with, or like what is he? I'm trying to think of him. Like I don't know, in a weird way, I'm trying to think. I don't know, Mike Myers. I'm trying to think of the guys that are just like there's something they could do anything they wanted, but they can't because people don't want to work with them, or what goes on?
Exact same thought as you said. Is he insane? Because I feel like when you're next level comedic genius, like Eddie Murphy, Adam Carolla, Jim Carrey, you spit like you must see the world so differently, and you spin out a little bit. But to you, I don't know. Like, is that a coincidence that the Robin Williams is the people who are truly next level comedic, you know, out there, like, are just a little bit what we call them, weird, different,
eccentric,
whatever the word is.
Well, like Myers. I think they see the world probably differently, and they also see the world sometimes in a clearer way, possibly. Insightful way, and then which is
Steve Martin,
right?
Like which guys who are ahead of the game or ahead of the curve,
which is fine. But then you bury them in money and power, and now you've weaponized this view.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have all the insights and have all the point of views, and your mind works differently than other things, and you see the things that other people don't see. But you just get in your old Camry and go off to wherever you're going off to, or you just kind of go to work or whatever. But you get buried in money, and then you start rolling deep with an entourage. And the next thing you know, it's been 25 years since you've even heard the word no, right, or you're wrong, or I disagree. And you start – so now you take this pretty fertile mind who has a great capacity to spin off into outer space, and you create – there's no lanes in the highway anymore. They can just spin. They can just spin. And then – like, but it happens with, like, Prince, you know? No one's going to say, hey, knock off the drugs, or you can't do that. Or
Michael Jackson.
Prince, it's 2 a.m. It's Thursday. Weren't you asleep? Go to bed.
Night.
Get to bed. We got a big day ahead of us tomorrow. Like, no one – now you start – to spin. Yeah. So I wonder if these guys always had the ability to spin, now buried in cash with no real lanes to stay in and no curbs to jump or anything, just wide open. Yeah. They just go. And what happens eventually, I think, with the Jim Carreys and especially like the Eddie Murphys and stuff like that is people – who are sane, who need to work and get a job done and direct a movie and bring it in on time and on budget and all that stuff. They don't want to do it.
Yeah.
They don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
Like it becomes, when you talk to a lot of directors that are successful and you talk about sort of working with this person or working with that person, they go, life's too short.
Yeah.
I want to go in, have a good experience and go home and not be pulling my own hair out.
Right.
I think Eddie Murphy's probably one of those guys.
I will say, randomly, I have been to Eddie Murphy's house once for a small get-together years ago, and it was one of the most fun and most intimidating nights of my life.
Really?
Yeah. And we were hanging out in like his music studio at the beginning.
Oh,
and
nice.
There was like a bunch
of... Play it, Brian.
That's good. We're going to find it. Mm-hmm.
And there was a bunch of, you know, I don't know, people maybe who worked for him and friends in there. And everyone's just kind of bullshitting. And at one point I said, you know, something under my breath and everybody laughed. And Eddie didn't hear it. And he, instead of looking at me, he looked at the guy next to him and goes, what'd she say? So he kind of has that insulation in the insulation. But did have a good time and was nice and very cool and very fun. But that was more my awe of actually being in that house.
You could never tell what era this is from because it's timeless.
Timeless. Like Paisley.
I was just watching the Mike Judge tour bus animated show, which I love. Does his little short versions of everybody. And he was doing Rick James. And how kind of tragic the Rick James story was. What he was, what he started as, what he became, and then what happened with the crack pipe. But Rick James had like a big compound when he was sort of in the height of his powers somewhere remote, and Eddie Murphy came to cut this with Rick James in like his home studio and blah blah blah. And according to the Mike Judge story, a big snowstorm blew into like Wichita or whatever. I don't know where Rick James. It was one of those like Prince from Minneapolis kind of things. Like he was from.
Yeah, I do not recall Rick James being from Wichita, but I could be wrong.
No, he was from like, where was Rick James? Someplace got a lot of snow. And
his studio that they recorded this in was in Buffalo.
Oh, I guess they get snow in Buffalo.
Yeah,
a lot of snow. So Eddie like blew in to do the thing. The storm blew in and they weren't going anywhere. So they had a lot of time to party all the time.
Right.
And record. Like the big storm blew in back when big storms would blow in. They still do. And he was like, all right, well, you're not going anywhere until the next 4 days and the airports open up and the roads open up, whatever. And he just hung out with Rick James and partied all the time. That was Eddie Murphy. All right, let me tell you guys about Geico. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about... Yeah, I'd save hundreds of dollars in car insurance, and you don't have to go anywhere. Just go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. They take the extra money, put it in your pocket. Be the most rewarding thing you do all day at Geico. Geico.com. Spend a couple minutes and find out just how much you could be saving on your auto insurance at geico.com. What else you got, Gina Graham?
Well, the highest paid YouTube star of 2018 has been announced. Mm. He made $22 million this year.
Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy's child.
And he's 7 years old. His name is Ryan, and he hosts a little online unboxing show called Ryan Toys Review. Now, we've talked about unboxing a little bit. That's literally when content creators find themselves opening up toys, tech products, whatever, and explaining what they're opening. That's it. Nearly all of his money comes from pre-roll advertising on his channel and his other channel, Ryan's Family Review. Here's a clip of the scintillating Ryan. He's a little kid, and that's fine, but $22 million a year, he's unboxing crate creatures. This video has about 5 million views, and there really wasn't a part that was better or worse, so I just picked this chunk.
Where's he from?
Buffalo.
That's a good question. Probably Buffalo.
Why does he have a haircut like
Dorothy Hamill?
No, his exact same haircut Jackson Brown had in 1974.
Going Scott Baio here.
Full Baio, Baio Brown. Sure. Jackson Baio Brown. He's got Jackson. See if we can find a picture of Jackson Brown or Scott Baio with hair closer to this. And a little Keanu Reeves in there.
Oh, yeah.
Is he Asian kid?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, here we go. He's going to unbox.
Yeah, he's going to unbox a crate creature.
All right. Okay, it's unlocked. Now the front. Oh, it's open! Hey, Bliss!
Hi! It looks so silly.
Let's unwrap and...
The dad gets no credit?
I'm Bliss, and I come from the frozen caves of Icicle. No matter how hard I bang around, I can't get out of this crate. This popsicle.
Hold on a second. You know who's not advertising on this guy's YouTube channel? Mercedes-Benz. This is nothing but six-year-olds and super Dumbo parents watching, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who do you think, who does average? I want to see who the
other
who
toy companies. Other toy companies. Right?
Other
apps,
toy companies?
Apps. Games, yeah.
Be curious.
TV shows, I would imagine, you know.
Nickelodeon.
So you think like Ashley Madison? Well,
maybe. You know, post
for the dad.
Yeah, sugardaddy.com.
That's right. If you're still watching.
Yeah. The parents make a lot of weird cameos. It's just, it's boggling that this just whatever little show, this kid made $22 million.
Shady, you've seen unboxing videos. They're pretty awful.
Yeah.
This at least has some production. Granted, it's silly. This has some production to it.
At least they're not using a computer camera, I guess, is the compliment I can give it.
Well, I say this kid's going to burn out about 10 with just $100 million to get by on.
Yeah.
He'll relapse around 12 or 13, but you know.
Right.
It's a sad end of the story.
Mm-hmm. Peloton is the first one that's advertising?
Wait a second.
I'm going to fucking kill myself. This commercial drives me nuts.
Just stop it.
I just did 25 minutes on this commercial on stage.
It's the same one.
Well, we don't know because
it's a tag.
It is the same one.
No, it's the same one we did. You'll hear coming up on Monday. But what I'm saying is there's the version where the guy's using the bike, and then the version where the chick steals.
Oh, you're right.
Chick steals the bike too. The joke's on everybody.
Okay.
So there's the one where she is breaking away and stealing the bike at the wee hours, dawn hours of the morning.
Okay.
Outside,
it's she pretends. It's chill.
And then she has
it's like Black Mirror.
Yes.
Rashomon.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. This is a really good commercial. It's chill.
It's weird that I wanted to know what the commercial was, and it was one that I did.
It was the companion piece.
Million
to 20 one. Minutes of material on the Peloton commercial. I am angered in so many different ways when it comes to that commercial. But maybe all workout commercials. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Really fit people really enjoying the shit out of working out.
You're supposed to be miserable.
You should be miserable.
Yeah.
You should grimace.
100%.
Couldn't agree more.
Grunt.
Yeah. All right. What else we
just
got,
Gene? Just an update. That kid Ryan, his last name and his place of residence are a closely guarded secret. It is not on the internet.
That's probably smart.
It's for the best.
For the best.
All right. Mm-hmm. I just need to know for a little production question. How many more are we doing? I don't know.
Let's see.
Okay. All right.
Do one, two more.
Okay. Great. So speaking of toys and speaking of little Ryan, the biggest toy sellers have announced their picks for the hottest toys of the year, according to BlackFriday.com. Oh, Brian, listen up. These are the toys that will top the kids' wish list for the 2018 holiday season. Obviously, people are probably scrambling now. I have the top five toys that kids are asking for, and they seem to skew very female, but I could be wrong. The first one, number five.
You know what's great? everything you need to know about life is in kids' toys. My daughter was playing with it yesterday. They have this wooden-handled thing with a small wooden cup on it with the string that's about 3 foot long with the wooden ball on the end of it. Yeah. Yes, you just try to throw it up and catch it into the thing. She was playing with it last night. My son was playing with it the other night. My son has a remote control helicopter, remote control Lexus race car, the stuff that would have made you the king of the neighborhood, the stuff that would have your spank bank would have runneth over as a young lad if you had this stuff.
Sure.
Still in a box, still in a shelf in the garage. My son walks past it every day, has no real interest in it. This sort of thing that, like, oh, the more technology. No, kids are still kids, and dumping just tons of batteries and computer chips on them, not so much. They want to do just sort of that stuff.
Basics.
They want to just stand there. They want to kind of wrestle around a little bit. They want to pull on the dog's ears. Like, they want to do, it's real visceral, basic stuff.
Yeah, yep.
Satisfying.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. So number five, Sesame Street Play School Friends, because there's always a new version of Elmo you got to get your hands on. This is Let's Dance Elmo.
Here's the other thing I will tell young Brian. Please. I've said this. I'll say it again. They will not have a favorite toy if you bury them in toys. The worst, the most miserable I ever saw Natalia, and she's been miserable quite a few times. The most miserable I ever saw her, and when I realized, oh, this is life, is the year she got every single thing she asked for. Mm-hmm. She gave Mama a list. Mama hit every single thing on that list. She handed her a list like a construction foreman hands a day labor. Just like, here's a punch list. Yep. Take care of this, Jose. And then left. And Lynette went about taking care of every single thing on the list. Like, the foreman handed her a punch list and said, look, the new occupants can't move into the apartment until you take care of this list. And so she had her list, and Lynette just took care of every single thing on the list.
It's called a wish list.
She treated it as a punch list, not a wish list. The Christmas morning, every single thing on that list was professionally wrapped and laid out in front of the Christmas tree. Natalia tore them open, never pulled them out of the package, like looked at a lot of them, threw it down, opened the next one, started tearing into Sunny stuff, walked around in a visible funk. Like, you've seen your kids in bad moods over things they wanted or didn't want or whatever, but they get over it. Like, they go, we want to go to TGI yogurt, whatever. And you go, no, we can't go to yogurt. And they go, why want to? And then they stew a little bit. And then you see them 10 minutes later and they're playing a video game or they're screwing around with the dog or something. She walked around with this, like Pig Pen has his dust. She walked around in that fog the entire Christmas, the whole day. And it was just, it was a living room just strewn about packages, never playing with any of it, just in a weird mood. Like you don't see a 5 or 6 year old in that kind of mood. And I said, this is what happens when you give them everything at once. Yeah. By the way, if she was 23, she would have OD'd that night. As it is, she did way too many strained peas.
Right.
She was trying to mainline, trying to slam them into her veins. But
it's like an ironic letdown.
It's the weirdest thing in the world. We are not wired for everything all the time, especially if we don't earn it. If we just put it on a piece of paper and hand it to somebody, and it all comes, a dump truck just backs it in the living room and dumps it. Miserable.
Right.
Miserable. What makes us happy is the one toy that we can focus on, that is our favorite, that we all remember, the blah, 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 blah. So burying your kids in toys will make them miserable.
And you smash cut to the year that little puppy Phil comes wandering into the room with a big bow, and that kid has never been more elated in her life.
Let me see that video, Maxipad. Do we have that? I got Phil. I put a bow on him. And I got him to somehow trot down the hall and trot into the living room. And Natalia just burst into tears. And About 2 hours later, he took a monstrous dump on her shag carpet, her white shag carpet.
Right. Really set the tone for the relationship.
But her just,
foreshadow.
Her just, little Phil, the bow somehow stayed on him as he stumbled down the
clinging to him.
Stumbled down the hall.
Real,
yes.
Real quick, yes. A footnote for Tessa is 2 and a few months, so she's in that sweet spot between not getting it and getting it, mm-hmm. in terms of Santa Claus and Christmas and everything. And we took her to see Santa, and her thing now is like, Tessa, what do you want from Santa? She holds up 3 fingers. 3 toys.
Three toys.
Not specific.
Good thing she can only count to three.
Three toys. Oh, so cute.
She's not talking about viscosity breakdown?
No.
Three toys, fool.
Let me tell you about Castrol Edge while we're talking about three. Heat, friction, viscosity breakdown that rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in a loss of performance of up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to get stronger under pressure. Helps fight friction, deliver maximum levels of performance for your car. Three times, Tessa. Three times stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading oils. It's the best. It's Castrol Edge. All right, Max Pratt, do we have that?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find
somewhere
it.
Somewhere on the computer.
I'll
somewhere.
Blow through the list and buy them.
Oh, sorry.
A minute
go ahead.
Or two if you want. Number four is the For Real Critters. It's Munchin' Rex, Rockatoo, and more. They're animatronic pets. They interact with you. You feed them little treats. You
That's
give them
real.
A bottle.
That's not real.
Yeah, like the, remember the Furbies and shit. Yeah. Number three.
Those
this
are leftover Furbies for sure.
This exploded. Even I'd heard of these, and there's no reason I should have ever heard of these.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Who was Pikachu again?
He's a Pokemon.
Yeah, you know, it's nice. It's nice when your kids can hang around long enough. And like at some point, my son was saying to me, like, hey, Dad, I really need so-and-so. And I was like, hey, remember 2 years ago you were searching frantically for Pokemon and I was calling you an idiot and now you don't give a good crap about Pokemon? Remember that? That'll be this.
Yeah.
That'll be this.
Merry Christmas,
you and all your Dumbo friends were running around looking for stupid Pokemon.
They're 10.
And you're collecting Pokemon cards. Ugh.
So what's number three?
Number three is Hatchimals.
Yeah.
So these are
those
big.
Things still
yeah,
around?
There's a new upgrade. They're, wait for it. They do what everyone does. Now there's Hatch-a-babies. So instead of being a giant egg with some crap inside, it's a smaller egg with some crap inside.
Isn't by definition something that comes out of an egg a baby?
That's a very good point. Very good point. Mm-hmm. Number two, I'm starting to see these at Target. I still don't know what it is. It's kind of like a Hatchimal, I guess. LOL surprise, bigger surprise. Mm.
Is this just China just...
Yeah, cranking it out.
They're just... China's just poisoning all our brains, right? Everything's
all
covered
SARS.
With SARS, and we're all... Everything's just weird China something.
Yeah.
Weird stuff out of China. Look, we're looking at the doll now. Huge round eyes. Sums up. This is they're infiltrating us. Yes.
Yeah. Indeed.
Seems like it.
This
so,
is not safe.
Yeah. This it comes in many forms. It's
they're
a box,
hacking
it's a
our
ball.
Youth.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's right. Collectible toys. The latest version contains accessories and dolls and crap. So I think this is another like white elephant where you don't know what you're going to get inside. Maybe. And number one, things that if it ain't broke, just make it smaller this year. Wowie fingerling hugs. So I guess this was a little monkey that wrapped around your arm or your body. Yeah. Now it wraps around your finger. As you interact with the monkey, it will react with noise and movements. There's seemingly infinite commands that produce reactions like giggles and kisses.
Okay. I'm going to file this under like stuff I don't get, like he-she porn, like weird fetish porn. Like, well, these are they're chicks now.
Right.
But they used to be dudes, and it's like, all right, but don't we have tons of porn with just regular chicks, blowing dudes and stuff? Like, yeah, this ain't that. Like, okay,
You like chicks, and you like dudes.
No, I don't. I like chicks. Do we have chicks that started as chicks on this internet?
Oh,
do
many,
we not? All
many.
Right, well, let's focus on that.
The vast majority.
I feel that way about this. I feel this way about these wowie finger huggers. I feel this way about all the cards and all the Pokemon stuff and all that nonsense. And the other thing, Brian and Gina, but I don't know why Brian was probably there.
Let's hear it.
Max Pata strangely may be in it. File it under Beanie Babies or whatever. There was a thing that was popular circa 1999-2000, which was miniature skateboards that you could like, do a kick turn and an Ann Flander and whatever, like a miniature skateboard. I'm going to play with it as an adult. And like, hey, watch me do, I'm going to ride a half pipe with my fucking fingers. And I was like, what? What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? I'm learning a new trick. I was like,
Those were big in my middle school, so that would have been like 92 for me. But I'm saying they could have been bigger after. But I remember those from the early 90s.
I made many a friend fingerboarding.
What is that? What are you supposed to do with that? And of course, everything is always gone because it doesn't make sense.
No.
Like, why are you playing with a miniature? I don't want to explain all the basics of skateboarding, but
please,
jumping on skateboards is an interesting sensation.
Right. Yep.
Doing it with your fucking finger.
Right. Stupid.
Less so.
Stay with the kick line, the finger kick line. That's what we're used to.
What was that, Maxipata? Did you do that?
Oh, I totally did that.
Oh.
But wait a minute. Was that a full size? I mean, could you ride that? You're not a big guy. Like, we were talking about junior high. Were you riding a fingerboard? Were you using it for transportation, or were you playing with it?
I was using it with my hands.
You weren't being towed behind a pickup truck?
Marty McFly.
Skipping Biff and his crew.
Yep.
All right, so you weren't riding it. Let him answer. No. Okay. You're just doing a stupid thing with your fingers.
Let him
answer. Now, boy, that paid dividends. What's going to be greater in terms of dividends? My son looking for Pokemon for 1 year, or you fucking learning how to work a 3-inch skateboard?
That's a tough one.
Photo finish.
How do these things catch on? I don't know how did they get huge?
Well, skateboarding was just so big when I was growing up, so it was just an excuse to skateboard while in class.
But aren't, by definition, all these trends are stupid, like pet rock and all that shit. Like, it's all dumb.
I know, but pet rock was dumb sort of for the sake of being dumb.
Right.
This was, well, skateboarding's huge. But look, you could say, well, what about miniature surfboards and BMX bikes, too? Mm. Like, it just felt like, yeah, I know, but no,
but
because
be
we're not there. All right. This is weird that caught on. Oh, you got Natalia's Christmas video. I love seeing this one.
That's still fine. If I got CP3 Georgie, I could have gone to a Clippers game, but it's okay. You're fine.
He's talking the whole time.
What the
heck is that? Who's that? Who is that?
It's little Phil.
What do you think about a CP1?
She's crying.
Look how tiny he is.
He's only 85 pounds.
She's mad.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's adorable.
Oh, Natalia, sorry.
Get him a towel.
Why are you crying?
I'm happy.
Tears
of joy. Oh, you can make me cry. All right.
Vast difference between getting everything on the list.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Now he's like 110 pounds, sleeps on top of everybody.
Assaults everybody.
All right, did you bring it home?
We'll bring it home. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, Simply Shaving.
Wow.
That's a good pull.
I think I got a little, I may have nipped you on my Jackson Brown hair just because Scott's got a little feather going.
Yeah, but I'm going the skin tone. So we're halfway in the middle.
All right.
Wow.
We're looking at the kid. We'll put it up at AdamCarolla.com. The kid who's done $22 million, Ryan, and worth of whatever.
Unboxing.
Unboxing. Boy, does he have the hair of Jackson Brown and Scott Baio.
How much longer till there's unboxing porn?
Hmm?
How much longer till
there's unboxing porn? I know there probably is.
Jump out of a box.
What's this?
Let me tell you about Simply Safe, looking for home security. It can be a pain. Simply Safe is awesome. You get exactly what you need and exactly what home security should be. Great protection, ridiculously easy to use, no hidden fees, no pricey contracts. Get yours at simplysafe.com. Two eyes in there, simplysafe.com/Adam. Burbank Flappers coming up on December 18th. Me and Adam Ray up on stage. We'll be doing extended dance version of Adam Carolla's Unprepared, so he'll be pulling the ping pong balls. And we'll do a live version of that on this podcast as well.
And it'll also be a Monday show, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, on Monday show, we did a live version in Anaheim at the Grove. Also, you can check out Adam Carolla Goes Racing. Nothing wrong with that at Pluto TV or at MotorTrend.com. You can check out some of the racing merch. We got some new racing merch. I think I'm wearing the hat right now. Am I not?
You are. It looks great.
Folks,
sharp.
You can order by December 10th and get the gifts in time for Christmas. Go to CorollaRacing.com. We got a couple of bundles of jackets. I'm going to sign them all. We have a very limited number, so check that out at CorollaRacing.com. And the Cruise and Fantasy BS Podcast with Sonny and Bald Brian. Subscribe now on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts. Well, just go to AdamCorolla.com and check out all the events. A very merry, our very Mangria Christmas coming up this Friday, December 7th. South Bay Customs and El Segundo and Dawson's playing and Loxie's playing and it's Endless Rant is flowing and so is Mangria and there's a silent auction.
We got the Mangria slushy machine.
Oh, God.
Yes.
It's going to get ugly to take Dawson's job for a day, by the way.
Current bidding at $1,625.
Nice. And all the money's going to a good cause. So, till next time, Adam Carolla, Gina Grand, Clay Aiken, and Bald Brian, say mahalo.
I think every woman in 2018 knows they need a gay man around them.
Stick around for today's episode of Good Sports with Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla right after this.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports here on Podcast One. Dave Damashek here. Adam Carolla over there, where last we left off, we were talking about the odd hygiene habits of number nine future Hall of Famer, the all-time leading passer in NFL history, Drew Brees.
And the number one hand licker in the world.
Yeah, hand licker.
We could think of worst jobs ever for Drew Brees. All right. Soda jerk at Swenson's Ice Cream. You want a waffle cone or a sugar cone? Timmy, I'll take the waffle.
Coming right up.
Yep. Just grab that cone and grabs his licks his other hand, grabs a scooper, licks it again, puts it back. There you go. Then licks it in his hand again.
I never like when cartoon dogs or anybody, when they lick stuff and you can actually see the spit fly out of their mouth. That's second, though, to when when one gets hit on the head and the flesh the cartoon flesh rises up and has hair on it.
Yeah.
That one grosses me out,
so
too.
So working as a soda jerk at Swenson's Ice Cream, worst. Best and worst job for Drew Brees, the post office. I could make an argument both ways.
I can say I wouldn't want him to be my surgeon. I can tell you that.
No. All right. Let's see. let's see that last play. We'll see if Drew licks his hands. I swear to God, as he's going,
he gets one in pre-snap too.
It gets a hand lick in, but pre-snap makes sense because you need a little gription. Hands the ball off to Kamara. Kamara gets stuffed, goes to score, licks his hand! Licks his hand after he's been stuffed. And he licks his hand in a sort of urgent way. Watch it one more time. Kamara gets stuffed, and he goes up hard with the right hand lick. He hands the ball off, he rolls out to the right, hand lick.
Weird, plain of hand licking.
Listen, you guys think I'm kidding. I am not.
That's some
it's
crazy catch
by you. It's impossible that he doesn't do this at home all day, every single day. What about Thanksgiving at the Breeze house? Hey, hand me the turkey leg, Drew. Oh, hold on a second. Oh. There you go, Pops.
And thus completes another vigorous lovemaking session.
Is the kid's formula ready yet? I don't know. Oh.
Is that dish clean? You bet. Here you go.
Toll booth operator, here's your change. Oh.
Yeah, that's a weird habit. Yeah. Drew Brees. Hey.
Customs. Working customs. Oh, you'd like your passport back? Hold on. Oh, there you go. People tweet me worst jobs for Drew Brees. Let's see if we can do worse than working behind the counter at the Swenson's Ice Cream.
I wouldn't want him to be my dermatologist either. That's
well,
for sure.
we have decided. If you can lick your hand while the play is ending on fourth down and running off field, then you can lick your hand at any any point in time, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Sushi maker. Wouldn't want that. Hey, Dylan back there behind the glass, you had a harrowing tale. I wanted you to give me and, well, Gary and I were trying to cook up a little quiz for you and me there, Ace. I'm obviously a Jew, so I don't know that much about Christmas. And the way you describe it, you didn't probably come to understand all the full traditions available around Christmas time. But quickly, though, Dylan, you interrupted the Christmas talk to tell a weird story that happened to you recently about one of your silly lies and how it blew up in your face.
Okay, well, that's just not how it happened.
Okay, but just tell the story, would you please? Yeah, I want to hear what Ace thinks of this.
Following up with a friend's sister for a bit we're doing for the Adam Carolla show. She's going to do an impression of Oprah in a Wisconsin accent, and I...
She's not doing an impression of Oprah. I've announced that Oprah's aphorisms and nonsense, if it was done by a fat housewife from Wisconsin, you just go, shut this bitch up. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Oprah puts the music on and then does the take time to be the best you can be. And everyone goes, that's genius. But I say, if it's a matronly woman from Wisconsin, we'd fucking take a swing at her,
yeah,
right?
Mind your own business, lady. Yeah
sorry. Go ahead.
So that's coming down the pike pretty soon. In the bottom of the email, I just said, as a joke, by the way, your brother's developed an addiction to heroin and is being evicted soon. I think you should call him. I'm pretty worried about him.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. The Sinaloa cartel, they have switched. They all went from pot, because they knew we were legalizing pot, to heroin. They switched our emphasis. All the big Mexican drug cartels switched from pot to heroin. The reason they switched from pot to heroin is, A, we legalized heroin, and then, B, everyone got strung out on Vicodin, and then the pharmaceutical companies and the doctors started cracking down on these pill shops and stuff now, and they realize, well, people just switch to heroin. So the guys that are on the 50 Vicodin a day thing will go to heroin. So this is something that plagues even the middle of this country.
So we're off to a hilarious start.
Well, what I'm saying is, Dylan, joking around. See, I'm in the Los Angeles area. For years past, I could have joked that your son or my roommate or my buddy's gone homeless, and you would have laughed. Everyone would have laughed. Oh, Kurt's homeless. Okay, all right. But now it's an epidemic. And so if I said my old roommate's homeless or your brother's homeless or something, you could buy it because you passed homeless encampments on the way here. I would argue the same thing's going on with heroin in this country. So the heroin joke, while, you know, normally good in the actual snapshot of where we are in 2018, probably presentable. How old is this person, and is he a million miles away from being a junkie?
Yeah, not a million, but he's in his late 20s. I'd say a million miles.
All right, well, so how was it received by this sister who you sent off your hilarious jibe to?
Thanks, Jack. Was hilarious. She was at a concert when she received the email, took a look at it, and left the concert in tears, drove an hour and a half home, called me a couple times, then texted me saying, I need to talk to you. I'm looking at flight options home now.
Well, I can tell you definitively that if my sister was at a concert and she got that, even if she took it verbatim and literally, she still would have finished out the concert. That's what I know about Lauren Carolla. That's number one. So it wouldn't have affected my sister's concert-going experience. At least physically, she would have stayed. Number two, I need to know what concert before I come down on this
that's
one.
Now that's a good question.
She said the name of the artist. I'm not sure what it was, but she said that she flew from the United Kingdom. She's a British artist.
Lord.
Let's go with that. Lord. No, I don't know who it was. I'll find out.
So, anyway, you ruined someone's evening and probably took a couple years off her life with your with your witty...
The problem is heroin is... You're too dry and heroin's too prevalent. And also, there's great love between the sister. The artist Lord.
Yeah.
I would like to get the I'd like to get Lord in the same elevator with the rapper Common. And go, we each gave ourselves names. What'd you give yourself? Common. Oh, that's what you chose? Oh,
self-esteem issues, yeah. I see.
Well, I didn't say pile of steam and shit. I just call myself Common.
What'd you name yourself?
Lord.
Oh, well, I guess someone has an awfully high opinion of herself, doesn't she?
Yeah, you know, your real name is Ron and I'm Lisa, but I went with Lord and you went with Common. It's an interesting little insight.
It is. That's all you really need
to
know.
And then
the
door opens and Cedric the Entertainer steps onto that elevator. Did Lord give herself the name Lord?
Oh, boy. Yeah, she did. Because you want to hear her actual name?
I hope it's Bernice.
Ella Maria Lonnie Yelich O'Connor.
All right, so she calls herself Lord, and what's Common the rapper's real name? And if you want to talk about somebody who feels pretty damn good about themselves, or maybe Common is like the Smuckers of rappers, which is like, hey, with a name like Common, I got to be good.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I just hope when the elevator doors close back that DJ Khalid's in there to go, like, and another one.
And he points at the roof of the elevator.
You want Common?
Yeah.
Lonnie Corant, Jamon, Shuka, Rashid, Lynn.
Wow.
Who are these douchebag parents? I don't have a fucking middle name. These people have nine middle names.
Lonnie.
So we got Lonnie, and what was her first name?
Emma? Ella?
Ella, yeah.
Ella. When you think of alliteration, he should have went with Lord.
Yet another one added to the list of weird names for a baby, Lonnie. Yeah, oh, he's adorable. Look how cute he is. Can I hold him? What's his name? Lonnie.
Let me tell you the problem. I'll tell you the problem with Ella. I went to school with Ella in the fifth grade, and it did not take long for me to convert Ella into you smella, and you got a Bella, nice. Like a bowl full of Jella.
Nice.
He was heavy set.
And then he knew that it was at that moment Adam Carolla decided, I think I got a future in comedy.
That's right. But first, 13 years of construction.
How about this? Ella, as we talk about Lord, being in an elevator. Huh?
That's good. I can't do better.
Do you want DJ Khaled's full name real quick?
No. Yes.
Khaled Mohammed Bin Abdul Khaled.
And another one.
Wow, and another one. Yeah,
hey, let me tell you about True Car, everybody. Every car has stories, like DJ Khaled has stories himself. The ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date. The mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. You can't put a price on your stories, but with True Car, you can find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade it in. Just go to True Car. Enter your plate number and your car's details pop up. Then answer just a few questions. Once you're finished, you get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. When you're ready for a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car. True cash offer, not available in all areas. It's True Car. Check it out. This is the way to do it. If you're not Adam Carolla, and probably even if you are Adam Carolla, this could be helpful. But certainly to the likes of me, who knows nothing about it and feels like a dummy walking through the door of a car dealership, this gives you the winning edge. So go to it. It's True Car. And we'll be back with more hot sports talk for you on the next Good Sports. For now, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, Podcast 1 out.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the Ace Man on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Give him a thumbs up on Facebook. And then leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Take a Knee for a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Click the link at adamcarolla.com. Subscribe to Fantasy BS. Hosted by Bald Brian and Sonny Carolla. It's on Podcast 1. For tickets and info on all the live podcasts, Mangria events, books, movies, and more, follow at Carolla Drinks and go to adamcarolla.com. Stay tuned for AP News.